And now, please welcome Father Anthony Casamento with today's Saint of the Day.
Saint Luke Belludi. In 1220, Saint Anthony was preaching to the people of Padua when a young nobleman, Luke Belludi, came up to him and asked to receive the habit of the followers of Saint Francis. Anthony liked the talented, well-educated Luke and personally recommended him to Saint Francis, who then received him into the Franciscan order. Luke, then only 20, was to be Anthony's companion in his travels and in his preaching, tending to him in his last days and taking Anthony's place upon his death. He was appointed guardian of the friar minors in the city of Padua. In 1239, the city fell into the hands of its enemies. Nobles were put to death, the mayor and the council were banished, the great university closed, and the church dedicated to St. Anthony was left unfinished. Luke himself was expelled from the city but secretly returned. At night, he and the new guardian would visit the tomb of St. Anthony in the unfinished shrine to pray for his help. One night, a voice came from the tomb, assuring them that the city would soon be delivered from its evil tyrant. After the fulfillment of this prophetic message, Luke was elected provincial minister and further the completion of the great basilica in honour of Anthony, his teacher. He founded many convents of the order and had as Anthony the gift of miracles. Upon his death, he was laid to rest in the basilica that he had helped finish and has a continual veneration up to the present time. I'm Father Anthony, and that was Saint of the Day. For more episodes, go to cradio.org.au.